This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Mike is calling from Garden City. How are you, Mike?
What's up, boys? I don't mean to call you out, Sean.
He's already scared.
Go ahead.
Four or five weeks ago, you had said if the Eagles had won the Super Bowl, they haven't done that yet, but you said you weren't going to go into work. And I remember Evan saying, that's a fireable offense. So can you defend yourself a little bit? Because that call was a little fishy before.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great point. I remember you saying that. I'll explain it for you since you're confused. You said, and I don't know the exact date of it. I did not save it. I should have. If the Eagles win the Super Bowl, you would no-show the Monday show. Yes. To which Tiki and I responded, dude, that's fireable.
Right.
You can't just not show up because you're unhappy with the results. Coincidentally, you've missed an awful lot of days recently. So I guess the caller is just asking, hey, you've already had these viruses going around. Are you planning on calling in sick if the Eagles do win the Super Bowl?
Well, the good news for anybody who wants to hear me the day after the Super Bowl, not exactly a lot of sick days left in the Rolodex, okay?
That's true. He's used them all.
You know, and by the way, if I had another sickness in another, would anybody believe me? I mean, jeez.
That's a good point.
That is a very good point.
Now, he has already agreed, Sean has, that if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, he has to wear the L for a month. We have the L right in front of me if you're watching on SNY, but I got great news. Mm-hmm. I just received three more wooden L's, and the Barber family will decorate them in various colors and designs so that we will have plenty of L's. If they need to be worn, they can be worn.
Yes. And that means worn simultaneously.
That's right.
That's why we have multiple L's. So if we all have an L, we all can wear them at the same time.
That's right.
If one person takes multiple L's, that person can wear two L's.
They can wear two L's.
I've heard you guys have some trouble sleeping lately.
Or maybe all four L's.
Maybe all four. I guarantee you someone around here, Sean, will eventually have to wear all four L's at the same time. I don't know what you're going to do to deserve that. I don't know.
Me? You think it's going to be me?
I think it's going to be you. Yeah. You're wrong a lot.
You're probably right, Evan, and also I own it more than you, so you probably...
Well, no, you go out on a limb more than all of us.
That's true.
That's really what it is.
I think you go out on a limb, but I would respectfully disagree with you. I own my L's as well as anybody. When I take an L, I earn it. I say, hey, I thought that the Nets trading for Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce was smart. Give me my L.
Now, Evan, here's your problem.
Go ahead.
When you take an L, we've already seen this. It becomes, yeah, all right, I'll wear it for 15 minutes. Your determination on what's a bigger loss than anything. Like, I go from wearing it for 4 days, you wear it for 10 minutes. You know, there's no in-between.
In fairness, as of right now, of course, things can change. It's still January 30th of 2025. You just earn bigger else. Mm. And maybe Tiki's right. Maybe it's because you got more balls and you say dumber things.
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, if we could do this thing retroactively,
yeah,
you should wear the L for at least a week for the Miles, Mikal Bridges. Denial.
100%.
Oh, wait, Tiki.
He's 100% right about that.
Hold on.
There is no way. Yeah, I was adamant.
No way. Every time we talked about it, no way.
Absolutely. And that is, this is where I'll prove to you, Sean, he's right.
Okay, he's right. Great.
He is.
Let me make the statement.
Okay, go ahead.
Tiki said, if we could take L's retroactively, you should wear one for a long time.
Yeah.
You want to remind me when my Saquon video was?
Your Saquon.
That you have set up this whole L thing?
Your Saquon video was from September of 20...
Yeah, yeah. Did we have the L's established or anything like that yet? Or did you make sure to go back?
Didn't you double down on it, though, Sean?
You also doubled down on it. And also, just to be fair, Sean, you didn't wear an L for that video. You're wearing an L for the Eagles winning the Super Bowl if they do it. You're not wearing an L right now.
Right.
So it's about the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, which you have said since the L has come into existence.
Yes.
Okay, but it was all set in motion by the fact that you pulled up a video from September.
But in fairness, to Tiki's point, if we're just looking at our time together, I will absolutely agree with you that arguably the biggest L any of us should have was my adamant opinion, not just with Tommy, but with CP, the franchise, with anyone who would listen.
I forgot we had CP in here.
That's right.
Said that same thing.
That the Nets would never trade Mikal Bridges to the New York Knicks, and you're all writing fan fiction. I would agree. In the history, the short, beautiful history of Evan and Tiki, I own the biggest L for that opinion. So I'll give that to you. Now, you guys want to vote to retroactively make me wear an L?
No, we'll pardon you.
Thank you.
You should probably wear 40 L's for your Aaron Rodgers takes, too, while we're at it.
What were they?
Just any of them.
No, you don't have one. See, the Bridges thing is
more confidence in Zach Wilson than I do Justin Herbert.
We're all going to grow here. So, Sean is right. Every time you put the L on, you immediately take it off and you try to goat the rest of us into wearing an L. You could wear the L, Evan. It's
for
okay.
For what? What should I wear the L for?
Any L you took. You took an L the other day. You couldn't wait to take the L off of your body. Sean's right. He has to wear 4 days, 30 months. I get it. We're like the idiots. We have to wear the L's, but you could wear it too, big boy.
Well, in fairness, I did wear the L.
Yes, but that was for a minor transaction.
But he didn't even wear it for as long. But Teak, he said, I'll wear it for an hour. That hour was like 10 minutes.
Yeah, but Tiki was the one who overruled it and said, this is a stupid thing. We don't want to bastardize the L.
Yes.
And I agree with him. Right. Like, we need to make it over things that are worthy of L wearing.
And it was also like at 5:40 something that someone called.
That's
and said,
right.
Evan, you need to wear the L because you forgot something.
In fact, one thing I do want to do is I'm going to put a whiteboard here, not just for the Lugash debate series, but to keep track of the history of the L's. I just want to.
That's a good thing. That's
exactly.
A good, we got to document the history
we need
of the L's.
To document the L's. I just want to get this straight. Sean did wear it for stealing a caller's idea. That was the origination of the L.
Only because he denied that he stole
Correct.
It.
Correct.
If he would just acknowledge, oh, yeah, you know what? I think I did steal that.
Right.
You'd have been fine.
The cover-up was worse than the crime.
Yes.
I wore one.
It's always that way, Nixon.
Absolutely. No doubt. I wore one briefly for getting some kind of fact wrong, but I think that's it. Like, you haven't worn an L yet.
Nope.
Tommy, have you worn an L yet?
No.
Okay, so it's very, it's a short history. I just want to make that clear. So, from here on out, we shall see, and we'll keep track of it. I'm going to buy a board. We're going to put it right over there, over the Craig Carton signature. By the way, Craig's birthday tomorrow. Hey. Do you know that, Tommy?
Happy birthday, Craig.
60 years old, Craig. Congrats.
Would you have remembered and texted him a happy birthday or no?
No.
Okay. No. I'm helping you.
I only remembered when I worked with him because he would remind all of us.
Will you text him tomorrow?
No. I will not.
I'm going to give him a call tomorrow.
No, you won't. He's like your uncle.
Is he actually 60?
No.
I was going to say, that seems a little bit old.
Nah, he's like in 50s.
No, we say that.
Right.
I think that's worth a foot. You're not going to give him a birthday call?
No.
Wow.
Would he want one from me. Might text him maybe. But
All right. Well, kind of a bad guy.
Catch up. Hey, remember back?
I don't wish happy birthdays. Nor do I want them wished to me.
Right.
Let's get to our Cinco. I apologize.
Cinco to Five. Let's celebrate the fun. Tune into Double
By the way, we instituted a song for Cinco de Five-O. It only gets played when Sean's at home and Connor's on the board.
That's true.
Wow, good point.
That is true.
Well, Cinco de Five-O first is brought to you by lies when Tommy Lugauer says he doesn't like people wishing him happy birthday, yet asks friends to go away for his birthday every single year.
And nobody asked you, all right? Another country heard from. Go ahead, do you think?
Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. Giants offensive coordinator Mike Kafka is the head coach of one of the teams at the Senior Bowl. Got me thinking today, seniors. Boy, that's a word tossed around a lot. What are the five best seniors of all time?
Here we go!
Number five.
Betty White. Has anybody been more famous after they became a senior citizen more than Betty White?
No. No.
It's a good point.
It's a great point.
Yeah.
I don't know why she's not number one.
Can I ask a very inappropriate question?
Go ahead.
Did she pass recently?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
My condolences to the Betty White family.
It was in the last 6 months or so.
No, I think it was like 2 years ago.
A little longer than that, but she was just shy of 100, I think.
So you know why? Because she was just in the news for something else.
Oh, okay.
So I felt,
what was she in the news for recently if she's died?
It was something that she said a while ago someone else brought up. I forget.
Oh, no. Is it like an inappropriate comment?
I don't know. I don't remember, but...
You are right, though, when you think about people that became even more famous when they're older. She may top that list. That's a good point.
Definitely. Okay, here we go.
Number four.
The number four best senior of all time. How about Steve Smith Sr.? Has there ever been an athlete that now you really think of when you say senior, like Steve Smith Sr.? I don't know when that happened in his Carolina career, but it really took off.
When did that happen? Because that kind of became a thing.
I would assume after he had a baby, but it did change his... persona.
Usually the athletes that have senior are guys whose sons are really, really famous and almost like eclipsed their father.
Yeah. Ken Griffey.
Yeah.
But with Steve Smith, it almost felt like respect me as a man.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm throwing senior on my name.
Well, good for him.
And that's how he behaved and acted.
Yeah.
And I felt I respected him more as a player. All right, here we go.
Number three.
The number three best senior of all time is Senior Cut Day. Is there a better day in high school than that? You're not getting docked a day. You can leave, go to the beach, do whatever you want.
Smoking a doobie.
Yeah.
This may surprise you when I say this. Senior cut day was like Tuesday for me. I used to cut senior year all the time. I barely graduated.
Oh, you're talking about like skipping school?
Yeah. I cut way too often.
I thought you were talking about getting cut from the team because you weren't good enough.
That happened too.
We lived a different kind of senior cut day, Teak. Here we go.
Number two.
The senior citizen discount. 10% off a bagel? Is there anything better when you turn 65?
I don't know. I haven't turned 65 yet. Is it good?
AARP. Would you use it? Would you use it?
The senior citizen discount? Wouldn't you?
I don't know.
Feels you like wouldn't use the senior citizen discount?
In certain spots. I don't want a gimme attitude.
You see what I do when I went to the Nets game with you? I whipped out my phone to get my season ticket discount. You're giving me a discount, I'm going to take it. You know what I mean? I'm not like cutting out coupons out of the newspaper or anything like that. But for example, yesterday I had to get an oil change, or 2 days ago I had to get an oil change. At, what's it called?
Jiffy Lube, Valvoline.
Valvoline.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, have coupons just all over the internet. All you got to do is Google Valvoline coupon. They'll give you $10 off. And I'm like, why would someone not take this? They're giving you money.
Right. And then they ask you to spend $60 on a cabin filter. All
they did do that. And I said yes to everything.
Of course.
Whatever they told me, I was like, yes. You know why? Because I'm an idiot who knows nothing about cars.
You're a sucker. All right, here we go.
Number one.
In honor of the Senior Bowl, the number one senior of all time is Senor Frogs. You know you picked a good vacation destination if it's got a Senor Frogs. Nothing better.
All right. No respect to Vladimir Guerrero Sr.? Mm. Not going to show him any love?
He was never referred to as a senior.
He is now.
Senior Griffey.
Yeah, but Junior was better.
Mm. Yeah, but in Vladimir's case, he's...
Yeah, but without senior, it's not junior.
That's true. And that's they did hit the back-to-back home runs as a senior and a junior.
It is his sperm.
Thank you, Sean. There's your Cinco.
That's my
fatty! Yeah, 5-0. Real quick, I have a very important question for you, and then we'll get back to your calls. All right? Do you have this queued up, by the way, Connor? I don't want to catch you off guard. Cam Newton has become like a TV analyst. So Stephen A. Smith, who, by the way, I think is going to run for president. Like, I think that's a real thing. I think Stephen A. Smith has a chance to actually win. I'll make you a long-term prediction right now. If he's committed to this, I don't know if he is, and he's committed to learning the issues, I think he's got a chance to be like the a real candidate. I'm not joking. No joke here. But he's got to put the effort in. I don't know if he's willing to put the effort in.
Stephen A. or The Rock?
Well, you're asking me?
Yeah.
I got to hear their opinions on the issues. I mean, come on. Who do I like the idea of running if you're going to know stuff and you're going to do good stuff. But I can't tell you who I'd vote for. I'm just telling you right now as like a political fan analyst, he's got a shot. I'm not joking. No joking.
Why? Because we live in a celebrity culture now?
I think that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's very good at kind of
delivering a message.
He's already kind of opened his wings up by going on cable news shows and letting his opinion be heard. But if I think he can just smarten up on all the issues, and that is not easy. I mean, knowing about everything or just knowing enough about everything, I could see it now. I really could. Anyhow, that wasn't the point of this. He asked Cam Newton, would you give back your MVP for a Super Bowl? Here's how that exchange sounded.
I ask you, Cam, if you could give back that league MVP for a Super Bowl championship, would you do it?
Nope.
Oh.
Really?
I love the reactions. Now, before you comment in what you would prefer, do you want to hear Cam's full answer, or do you just want to leave it as nope?
Let's hear his full answer.
All right, here is Cam Newton.
Maybe he has a reason.
Okay, here's Cam Newton's full answer on why he would not give back his MVP for Super Bowl championship.
What's more important, impact or championships? You look at a guy like Allen Iverson, who you stood up on the table and blah, 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 blah. Everybody's not going to be Michael Jordan. Everybody's not going to be Patrick Mahomes. Everybody's not going to be these individuals who have the luxury of saying, hey, I not only dominated this sport, but I also have championships to back it. Like, let me remind you, Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. Respectfully, Nick Foles won a Super Bowl.
You have to be respectful.
So, yes, when you look at those guys and you say, okay, what's more important? Would you have preferred to win a Super Bowl? I think that that's the humble approach. But if we're being honest, the impact of you holding yourself accountable to say everybody has a responsibility to do. And you can say as an MVP award winner or All-American, you've held yourself or you've held your end of the bargain down. And that's what it really comes down to for me.
Hmm. What do you think?
It's interesting.
Interesting, right?
Off of nope, I would have said, nah, he's wrong. You gotta want the Super Bowl MVP or the Super Bowl trophy because it puts you in a rarefied group of people who've never done it. But there's a lot of people who play and win Super Bowls, so you just never remember.
Good.
You just forget about them. Now, if he's talking about what I was talking about yesterday, why I watch sports to be great, you watch greatness, then winning an MVP is the ultimate stamp of that. There's a lot of guys that win MVPs that might never win a Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson is probably one of them.
Right.
He could end up with four or five MVPs and never win a Super Bowl because he's blocked by Patrick Mahomes in the AFC. But I still think I disagree with him. I think ultimately, if you win a Super Bowl and you're especially a quarterback, forget all the other positions, but especially a quarterback and you're a reason for that happening, maybe even win the Super Bowl MVP, people are going to remember you.
So here's my question for
you. Like, people are going to remember Nick Foles forever.
Oh, no, absolutely. There's a statue for him outside of Philadelphia. In your case, you almost won a Super Bowl. You were in the Super Bowl, right?
Oh, yeah.
So let's take 2000. I don't like to do 7-8 because you retired and it's like your whole life's different. So 2000, you're in the freaking Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I talked to you yesterday. You should rewatch that game. Have you rewatched the game?
I have not.
He's not going to rewatch it. I don't blame you. Win that game. You also have received MVP votes. I think it was 2005. You finished third or fourth in MVP voting, but got votes. Like you were there.
Right.
You were right there. If you could change one of those results, the result of a game
Super
in which...
not even a question. Not even a question.
Not even a question. You gave an answer that... Because it's funny. The reason why like me answering the question is so stupid is we'd be answering it as fans.
Mm-hmm.
And as fans, of course we want to see our team win. We could care less about MVPs.
Right.
MVPs are bonuses, but we want to see our team win.
Right. People still have to think about you to talk about your MVP. If you won a Super Bowl, they're talking about you regardless.
Right.
Because you were on one of the great teams of that year.
Right.
Really, that decade. You win a Super Bowl, you're a decade team. So, it's Super Bowl for me.
I get you.
Easily.
Sean, are you happy Tiki said that? Would it have bothered you if he said MVP? I'm curious.
Yes.
Yeah, it would have bothered you.
I would have understood where he's coming from, but yes.
Really?
You know, yeah, because
I don't get why people are mad at Cam Newton. I respect his honesty.
I think his response, like the full response, is interesting.
Right. He's playing the game to be great. Like, of course he wants to win, but...
I almost think Cam in that response was selling himself short. Like, if Cam Newton would have won that Super Bowl versus the Broncos, nobody was going to think of him as Nick Foles, Trent Dilfer, because he was a great player.
You're right.
So that, it's almost like he belittled the idea of winning a Super Bowl. Like, if Tiki won the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 35, he was one of the great running backs in the league that year, and really it started to do that. It just, that immortalizes you a little differently, I think. In the eyes of fans, at least.
Well, I get what you're saying. It's different if Cam Newton won it as a backup quarterback.
Well, think about the Timmy Smith Super Bowl, right? No, like nobody will remember Timmy Smith's career, but they remember he had one of the greatest rushing days ever in a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
when the Redskins beat the Broncos.
Yeah,
I mean, he was a marginal player who had a great day, and he's immortalized in history.
It reminds me of an argument we actually all had about 10 months ago, and it was very similar. It was, which career would you rather have, Aaron Rodgers or Eli Manning?
That's right.
And the whole argument was, everyone agrees Aaron Rodgers had a better NFL career in terms of just being awesome.
Right.
But Eli Manning got and won two Super Bowls. Aaron's won one. And I think the answer to me is, as a player, it's completely different. Your answer, Cam's answer, Eli, whatever. The quarterback's answer, whatever. My answer and your answer, Sean, is always going to be the championships, because we want to see our team win championships.
Of course. Of course.
MVP. Like, who won the MVP in the American League this year? You guys remember?
Did Judge win?
Yes.
Yes. Neither one of them showed up. Judge or Ohtani showed up for the ceremony.
World Series? Right.
No, the ceremony.
Right. Oh, the ceremony, right. Aaron Judge won the MVP.
See, that shows we don't care about
that. That's my point. Yeah, this was all proven.
Yeah, I don't care about that. Now, By the way, speaking of those quarterbacks.
Well, you'll care about it when he's being debated for the Hall of Fame.
Yes, you'll
look at it. So when I think about MVP.
That's true.
There's a value to it if there's a conversation that's happening around you years later that's going to be one of the talking points.
You're right. Right. You're spot on, because I'm thinking about, I'll keep it to the Aaron Judge discussion. Like, the Baseball Hall of Fame just came out, and while I was doing Rico's and I was debating it, I like to look at, well, how many times was that guy a top five MVP finisher? Yeah. How many times did he win an MVP? I'm putting that well ahead before I say how many World Series did the guy win.
No, you're right. Sure. But when you think about, think about Eli right now. Eli was never close to winning a league MVP.
Right. Not even close. That's
close. Huh. But he won two Super Bowls. He was elite in the postseason every opportunity that he had. And he got two Super Bowls and two Super Bowl MVPs, and he's a finalist in his first year. Could be and probably will be a first ballot Hall of Famer, right? So what matters, the MVP or the Super Bowl?
I'm going to give
it depends on what story you're trying to tell.
I'm going to give you a weird Eli Manning comparison you've never heard before. You ready for this? And it's not perfect, I admit this. And let's not talk about their character or their politics, because it's irrelevant. Mm-hmm. I just want to make that clear. Eli Manning and Curt Schilling are very similar. Mm. Curt Schilling had a fine regular season Major League Baseball career. It's fine. It's very solid. Argue a Hall of Famer, argue not. It's probably on the fence. His postseason is, to me, what makes Curt Schilling a Hall of Famer. That's Eli Manning. Bang! You like that one?
But he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Well, but there are reasons why.
Yeah.
They don't like him.
Yeah, well.
And I don't think it's all politics, by the way. I think it's just, literally, they don't like him. And I think that's a part of baseball. It's part of the Hall of Fame. It really is.
A while ago, a decade ago, I'd have said that shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter. But then once you think about it, and I obviously followed the Hall of Fame closely, because 2 years ago my brother got in. I was a finalist a year ago.
Right.
You realize that it's not really objective who gets in the Hall of Fame. It's a subjective conversation.
Right.
It is. Can I tell the story and make it sound like a Hall of Fame story?
I'll tell you, Schilling's got some story. He had a bloody sock at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's got all
but
of it.
But then they throw all that other stuff in, and it makes it non-Hall of Fame-ish.
Yeah,
and by the way, I am talking about character. And so people think it doesn't matter.
I get you, man.
But the Hall of Fame is not sanctioned. It's not the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. It is not the National Football League Hall of Fame. It is the Baseball Hall of Fame, and it is the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And those Hall of Fames, respectively, are run by people who are not beholden to the leagues.
Yeah.
So they put in who they want to put in. They want to tell the stories of the people they want us to tell the stories of.
I actually have a better comparison than Schilling and Eli Manning. Madison Bumgarner and Eli Manning. How about that one, Sean? You like that one?
Yeah, I'd have to go back over Bumgarner's regular season.
He's not a Hall of Famer, based on his right. It's like Schilling's different. Like, I think he's too good.
Right.
But dominant postseason.
Oh, my God. Like, you can't write the story of the World Series from the mid-2000s without him.
Yeah, it was every other year.
Yeah, they did. They went on some kind of run. Let's go to Jeff in Clifton. How are you, Jeff?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking the call.
No problem. What's up?
I just want to talk about how I disagree with Cam Newton's theory. He's making it appear as if being impactful and winning an MVP are something that is not mutually exclusive. So he could still be impactful and still win a Super Bowl. That's going to be like Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson this year. One of them is going to win the MVP, but the other one is just as impactful but didn't win the MVP. So it's such a loser mentality.
It's an interesting point.
Yeah.
You know who was very impactful, and I'm not saying they're a Hall of Famer by any stretch, just impactful player? Michael Vick was an incredibly impactful player.
All right.
Never won an MVP.
Yeah, never won a Super Bowl.
Never won a Super Bowl. Never got to a Super Bowl.
All right, but he inspired a generation.
Yeah, he really did. So, absolutely.
I think maybe that's what Cam is trying to say. He's just not saying it correctly.
Let's go to John in North Babylon. Hey, John.
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Good.
So I got to say, I agree with the call that just got off. I'm 62 years old. I played sports through high school. Wasn't gifted to be a professional athlete. But at the end of the day, you play to win championships, period, end of sentence.
Right.
It's nice if you win an MVP. You know this more.
100%.
If you're playing a team sport and you win the MVP, you better be giving kudos to your teammates because they helped you along the way to get that MVP.
100%, John. You said it right. You're not playing to be better than everybody and be recognized for being better than everybody. Because if you are, then what's the point of playing on a team?
Right.
You play an individual sport. You play to win the championship.
Here's the extreme example I'll give. You're a young basketball player, okay, right? You're growing up, and I say you could have one of these two careers. I'm going to give you a choice, okay? Career number one is Charles Barkley. What a great career. Mm. Or Patrick Ewing, by the way.
This is career and post-career?
No, damn it. That's what I'm going to say. Well, Ewing's had a good post-career, too. He's
coached.
Yeah,
but he's not even close to Charles.
All right, Patrick Ewing. Hall of Fame.
Okay.
One of the great top 50 players of all time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can be Patrick Ewing, or you can be Robert Horry. Robert Horry was never an all-star. Mm. Robert Horry averaged 7 points per game. But Robert Horry won 7 NBA championships.
Wow.
What career would you rather have?
Robert Horry.
Wow. Okay. Wow. What about you, Sean?
I'd rather be Robert Horry. Wow. As much ring hardware as possible. I strive to be on the best teams.
How about you? Tommy's going to say Ewing.
Oh, Patrick Ewing. 1,000%.
All right, let me
be a star, all-time great player and never have won than to be Robert Horry. Even though he's Big Shot Bob, you're...
Look, Bob, Big Shot Bob had a lot to do with the winning. I don't want to minimize it. I wanted to give the most extreme
example. No, that's a great example. I'd rather be the superstar player because then that creates more opportunities for me post-career, all that stuff. And plus, you know, I'm the man.
You play to win the game.
Do you think,
and
Tommy,
everything that comes with that.
Tommy's very selfish, right, Teague?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you need stars.
It's okay.
It's okay. No, we still love you. I mean, you're just honest, bro. You're just being honest. You're telling it like it is. We'll get back to your calls in a second. 888-808-1019 is the toll-free telephone number. 888-808-1019. Plus, I have put my list together, ranking the months. Okay? I was inspired by Al Dukes a few weeks ago. I got it. I feel very good about my power rankings of months. Tommy Lou Gehrig keeps track of what happens on the show. So about 45 minutes ago, the great Sean Morash did a Cinco de Fivo list. He does that every day as close to 5 o'clock as we can. And I like to have that on record. You know, I referred to it recently. You know, and sometimes I'm like, oh, what was that when you did the top 5 worst losses or worst seasons in Giant history? I need some information. Loogie has it.
Mm-hmm.
What was number 2 on his Cinco de Fivo, the 5 best seniors?
Senior discounts.
Senior discounts.
Yes.
Okay.
Interesting.
I have just received a tweet from Sean Morash dated September 25th, 2010.
Okay.
I hate when
15 years ago.
I hate when senior citizens ask for a senior discount. Lady on the train just asked the conductor for one. Hashtag so rude. Sean.
Posted and toasted.
I mean, before you even answer, Tiki, do you think him ranking the senior discount number 2 and then having a tweet about it?
I hope you come to work tomorrow.
Is that worthy? Whoa.
This will be waiting for you, Sean.
Whoa.
Strap this on immediately.
He's talking about an L that we have here.
Yeah. I want to encourage everybody.
This is for you, Sean.
Yes.
This is for you.
All right, Tiki. I want to encourage you, and I want to encourage Evan. I want to encourage Loogie and Connor and everybody out there to go back to Cinco de Fivo on the Rewind on the Odyssey app.
Okay.
And when I said, yeah, it's number 2, my follow-up was, would you use a senior discount? See, I would feel like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, but literally, you put it number 2 on your own Cinco list.
For the audience. There's a lot of seniors out there who use it, but that's why I made sure to follow up that I personally would not use it. I'm not a fan.
Well, here's what's great about the L chain. It's not up to simply me. Tiki, do you think, knowing what Sean said, knowing the tweet from 2010, knowing his Cinco de Fivo list, that he should have to wear the L.
Yeah.
Tiki says yes.
This is out of hand now. Well, so now we're hitting on L's for being... My take was consistent what I had a tweet a couple years ago.
Do you know your tweet was inconsistent with your Cinco.
No. But my opinion on that I said in the Cinco was consistent with my tweet.
Tommy, do you think that knowing all the evidence, the tweet,
Tommy
the Cinco...
Only Tommy can save you.
Yeah, only Tommy can save you.
You might want to send him a little video message via a little droid that says, help me, Tommy, Loogie. You're my only hope.
But be fair, Tommy. I mean, you are a fair guy.
Yes.
Do you think that is worthy?
Well, hold on a second. Wait a minute. Before you do anything here and go any further, why'd you set that up that way?
Why'd I set what up?
You're a fair guy, Tommy, so be fair here. You should have just asked me what I thought, not try to, like, you know, say that. Because now if I side with Sean... You would say, well, Loogie's not a fair guy.
No, yeah, it has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
You have...
Come on, bro. I know passive aggressive.
No. I have no dog in this fight. I'm trying to protect you because, and I've loved it, you've created this fake Sean character.
Thank you.
Which has annoyed a few people.
I heard everybody loves it.
No, I love it, but it's annoyed a few people.
Rangers are... They got another point last night.
So I just want to make sure that people don't think that your decision would be based on any kind
of... I see. Bias. Or anything like that.
You can be unbiased. So as an unbiased observer, knowing his tweet, knowing the Cinco, knowing the L, should he have to wear the L for this situation, Tommy Lugauer?
No.
Says no.
You're saved, Sean. You're lucky.
Thank you, Tommy.
Well,
Thank you.
Don't I get to break the tie? It's 1-1.
No. It's unanimous.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
Oh, you're right. It's got to be unanimous.
The L is unanimous.
Correct.
All right.
So you're safe. You made it.
You're safe.
Consistency. Thank you, Tommy. I'll look out for you in the future.
Yeah.
You're going to stab me in the back like you always do.
Of course he will. Let's go to John in Oxford, Connecticut. How were you, John?
What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, loving this conversation about Cam Newton and what he had to say. Listen, I think when you get into this conversation, you can't make it, you know, apples to oranges. Comparing, like, say, Patrick Ewing to Robert Horry, a Hall of Famer, to a guy who's a trivia question answer, I don't think is fair. I think you get into the conversation when you have elite guys who have one but are missing the other. I'll give you a perfect example. Nobody puts Troy Aikman up there with Patrick Mahomes or Joe Montana. Hey, three Super Bowls, never lost. He doesn't have the regular season career to match it.
You gotta have
a guy who's got the great regular season career who can't get over the hump like a Dan Marino, or you gotta have your Lamar Jackson who's all about the regular season but stumbles. To compare these guys who just happen to have, like, what, Brad Johnson? I mean, come on. Don't compare Brad Johnson to a Dan Marino just because he won a Super Bowl.
Or even Cam's situation, even to himself. Don't compare yourself to Brad Johnson. You were much better than Brad Johnson. Now, Brad Johnson had a long career, made good money, and won a Super Bowl for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, an organization that hadn't even thought about getting to a Super Bowl. Winning, because they did think about it. They got close a couple times in the postseason, but to win a Super Bowl for the Bucs, like the laughing stock of the league for a long time.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply.
Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's an accomplishment.
Absolutely.
Like, no Buccaneer question. Fans will never forget him, but he's not on the same level as Cam Newton. The question, the interesting one would be, if you asked Troy Aikman to take John's example, would he trade one or any of his championships for an MVP?
Yeah, he'd say no.
He'd say no.
No, he'd say no.
And that's the point.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely true. Let's go to Brian in Rahway. What's up, Brian? Hello, Brian.
Hang on.
Hey, what's up, Brian?
Yeah, hang on, man. I'm sorry. Great show, guys.
Thank you, man.
The Bantiki segment was awesome.
Appreciate it.
He was
okay.
He was stoned.
yes, he was today. Yes.
Yeah, that's why I called in. I have a similar experience to what Evan went through. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, my girlfriend and I, we did them a couple of the cookies, right?
Mm-hmm.
The half year, quarter, and stuff like that. And she's like, I don't feel anything. So she ate more and we wound up. So anyway, long story, she falls asleep. We're sitting on the couch. She falls asleep. About 2 hours later, she wakes up and she starts freaking out. She's like, oh my God, my legs feel like rubber. And she can't walk. So next thing you know, she's crawling on the floor and she starts hyperventilating. And she's like, oh my God. She's panicking and freaking out. And she's like, I think you got to take me to the emergency room. I'm going, I'm not taking you to the emergency room in this condition.
Right.
I said, no way. So I had to get her up off the floor, prop her up on the chair in the kitchen, open up a window. It was like this time of year, so it was nice and cold.
Right.
Put her head at the window and just let her hang there for like a half hour.
Hey, by the way, she probably didn't even mind it. Right?
Yeah, probably enjoyed it. That's the dangers of this whole gummy phenomenon.
Gummies.
Like, who wants to deal with that?
Well, you can't turn them off, man.
No, I don't. That's why the next time or the only other time I ever try this, which I probably won't, I just have to smoke the doobie. Can't do the gummy.
Smoking a doobie.
Yeah, I got to do the doobie. I just like saying it now.
Tobacco?
No, that's disgusting.
Mm. Ugh. Zen.
What's
Zen
that?
Pouches. The Zen pouches. Nah. It's just nicotine.
You know what? I'm just going to live like a square. Mm. I'm done. Mm. By the way, breaking baseball news, Max Scherzer, the former New York Met, the future Hall of Famer, the great Max Scherzer, has signed a contract. He is the one person who says, yeah, I don't mind living in Toronto. Max Scherzer has signed with the Toronto Blue Jays. So Yankee fans, Max Scherzer's in the American League East. Oh, how about that?
Fantastic.
Let's go to Zach in New Jersey. What's up, Zach?
What's up, Evan and Tiki? How you guys doing?
What's up, dude?
Good. What's up?
Changing the subject to the Mets. First of all, you were mentioned in the Locked On Mets podcast yesterday.
Okay.
just basically, Finkelstein said about just that those bonuses, if Alonso opts out, that it's pretty routine. I don't want to go into it because I know you don't, not much time, but.
It's not bonuses. I used the wrong word. It's more, there's more money. How would you even phrase that? Like. Mm-hmm. You get more money if you opt out, and it is actually rare.
Right.
My understanding is, like, the only guys that have gotten this are other Boris clients.
Right.
Like, I think some of the opt-outs he did over the recent years he put this in where, hey, if the guy opt out, you actually have to give him more money on the opt out. But bonus isn't the right word, but.
Yeah, it's like an, because Garrett Cole had this, right?
Yeah, sort of. It's a, and Juan Soto sort of has it too.
Yeah.
It's one of those weird things where, think about
it's
this.
It's an escalator. It's less of a bonus. It's more of an escalator. And Ryan's good. I listen to the Locked On Mets podcast as well.
Look at you listening to all these podcasts.
Well, I mean, how else do you think I find out about the Mets?
That's a good point.
I listen to the Rico. I listen to Locked On Mets with Finkelstein.
Yes, he does a good job. And the Mets pod, the SNY pod, they do a good job too.
Absolutely. We met those guys at Did we meet them?
No, I didn't. Well, I mean, I've met them in the past, all I think. Right. Actually, I don't think I've met anybody. I've talked to one guy. No, there's a lot of good Met product out there on the internet. Look at you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to admit.
How do you think I prepare for the Houston Texans versus, I don't know, the Indianapolis Colts?
You listen to the Houston Texans podcast.
I've done them a million times over the last couple of years. But, I mean, that's what I do.
No, it's funny. I do that,
it's
too.
It's like you get a local feel. Because ultimately, what I'm doing is telling a local story.
Absolutely.
Right? It's whatever the local team. That's who's likely listening.
No, you're right. So In your case, it's great.
If I'm not versed on what's happening in the local market, I sound like an idiot.
I love watching big men do damage on little guys.
That's where he gets that material from.
Connor, I hate and love you.
By the way, stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac. That's coming up next on SNY. I did that this morning. I was listening to a Blue Jay podcast again, just to get their feeling on the Pete Alonso thing.
Right.
And the reporter they had on from Toronto was, I just get the vibe that they're being used. That's the vibe that I got. Doesn't mean it's the case. But keep this in mind, because David Stearns actually did an interview on CNBC, believe it or not, the other day. And the first question the reporter asked was, what does Steve Cohen mean by the structure of the contract? Because this all came out because Steve brought up at Amazing Day, he doesn't like the structures.
Right.
My understanding is that's a part of the structures he doesn't like. Now, Stearns didn't confirm it because what David did was, I'm not going to talk about the contract. Like Steve said what he said, I'm going to keep it private. So the Mets aren't going to leak out what their issues are. But look, right now there are issues. So I just tweeted out my months ranking. I have finally put it together. And this was all because of Al Dukes put it out in January. January 16th, he ranked the months in terms of preference. And he got that idea because he was listening to Big Mac talk about, do you prefer cold weather versus hot weather? And Big Mac got that idea because Morass was talking about how much he hates the cold weather. Was that what it was, Sean?
Yes. I think it was. I think mine was a top five Cinco on the top months.
That's right. So we all like to copy each other around here. So Al's month rankings is completely different than mine. Are you ready for my top month? You want to guess, knowing me?
It's the best sports month in the calendar, so probably October.
October is number one.
Hmm.
Look at Tommy. He knows me.
It's going to be sports-related most
October,
of the month.
But you're sort of wrong about that.
Really?
I love the sports of October, but Tommy, I'm a Met fan. Hmm. Most Octobers,
no,
I don't.
But come on. But all seriousness, you're a baseball fan, though.
I think you're going to be all over the place. So I'm going to say October's one, right?
Yes, but it's mostly because of the weather. I love the weather in October.
Great weather.
March?
March is towards the bottom, no.
Oh. No. You don't spring training? You don't like?
Well, it's not all about sports. October is number one. September is number two.
You're a fraud.
Why is that
a fraud?
Why is that a fraud?
Besides, well,
I love September. September almost won.
What is your favorite day of the year sports-wise? Obviously, your kids'
birthdays.
My
favorite day of the year sports-wise?
Yeah, it's a holiday for you.
Opening day in baseball?
Yes.
Okay, so what does that mean?
So why wouldn't either March or April be?
Because March and April suck.
But it's the weather is like what you like.
Right.
It's not too hot,
better.
Not too cold.
Not too cold. Right, it's perfect.
It's different.
Ranking months, though, not a day.
Should I say it one more time?
You're ranking months, not a day.
Yeah, I'm ranking months, so that's a part of it. Like, that brought up March and April, but here's the other thing you're missing about the weather. Because I think it's great to say, hey, come on, March weather. When we're in March, I'm like you. I'm ready for it to warm up. So the 50-degree weather or the 45-degree weather and the occasional snow still isn't good. I'm ready for August to be done. I'm ready for the summer to end. So in October, if it's 40, I'm happy. If it's 60, I'm happy. As long as it's not over 85 degrees. So it's where you're coming from. So I have October 1, September 2, November 3. That's right. Got them all right in a row. 1, 2, 3. Bang. May, June, December, I love Christmas, then April and March, July, February, August, and the worst month is January.
What? Hold on. July, your birthday's in July.
What? I don't care about my birthday unlike you, bro.
Well,
the July 4th weekend, too, in July.
Love
beautiful
July 4th.
Weather, going to the beach.
Thank you, Connor. I brought that up from being the bottom. Like, that, it would have been the last because I hate July. That brought it up to a respectable ninth place finish. Because I love 4th of July. It's my favorite holiday.
Yeah, it's your favorite holiday.
Too hot, bro.
And
I don't like the
birthday.
Weather.
It's your birthday.
Tommy.
Okay.
I know this is tough for you to understand.
No, it's really not.
Tiki, do you care about your birthday?
No, not really.
But why does Tommy keep bringing it up?
It's just the day.
Tiki keeps bringing up the weather. Reminder, we work inside.
Yeah, but I walk around.
No, you really don't, though.
I take my kid to the bus stop every day.
Oh, shut up. You're not outside. You're not taking a ditch. You know, Sean, am I right? You love the summer.
July is number one.
Of course.
Well, that's you guys. I don't love the summer.
It was number one. Did Al put July first?
Al put July number one, August 2, June 3.
I'm not saying it has to be number one, but it's got to be in the top five.
He put February last. He's wrong. January's worse than February.
I agree with Al.
Because here's why. February is actually kind of underrated, even though I have it towards the bottom. Couple of things. Number one, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Number two, spring training hope. Number three, it's not even a long month. So if you hate the winter, it's over before it starts. And you're starting to get your first little signs of spring. I actually like February. I was going to put it higher.
And then he's going to get on me for this, so I'll take it. What do we do in the summer? As a show, as a society.
What does that mean?
We
go to the beach?
Off and go on vacation.
Okay.
So you put July and August, the time that we're off and getting some time off, as part of your list.
Yeah, I like doing the show with
you guys. I respect that, and I respect that you love to work, but like Al put July, August, and June because he probably takes off.
Well, that's up to Al.
I'm just saying, most people love the summer.
But that's my list. Me and Al have a very different list. I like it. I mean, I don't agree with his list. I like the idea of it, but that's my list.
I would say November.
So you're with me on that. November's my three.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crisp in the air.
It's right. The weather feels just right.
Yeah.
As a guy who likes to run a lot now, it's
that's
the perfect temperature to be outside to go on a run. You're not overdressed, but you're not, you know what I mean?
Yep. Thanksgiving.
It's just kind of perfect.
Throw that in there.
The beginning of the holidays.
Yep.
And football is starting to be really meaningful.
Yeah, football starts to become real. The baseball offseason starts.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a fan of a team that usually stinks, which in the past we've been, it's exciting. Yeah. Ooh, maybe we'll sign somebody.
And it's after our 7-hour shows that we have to do.
That was only one time. What's your top month, Sean?
It's July. I'm going July, I'm going August, I'm going June, I'm going May, and then I go September, October. Bury everything at the winter.
Wow.
January and March are the dead worst months.
Even as a football guy, like, you kind of buried your favorite sport.
Mm.
Disappointing.
It's because now, as I get older, Evan, as much as I love the football, those are individual days that happen. The long haul of it being dark at 5 o'clock and freezing and never ending, I can't take.
No, there's a reason why February and January had a tough time getting that high, because I agree with you. Like, the darkness is probably the toughest thing about winter. It's not even the weather. It's the fact that it gets dark so damn early. So I'm with you about that. But football, man, it's an event every Sunday. I'm surprised. I don't think you like football as much as you claim.
I do, but as I get older, as much as I like sports, you know why I like July and August? It's a little bit of football starting, but really a break from the hardcore sports, and I like that.
Oh, look at you. All right, fair enough. So there's our list. I love ranking months. That was fun. I had a good time doing that.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Should have done that on a gummy.
I'm not doing anything on a gummy anymore. That stuff freaks me out, man. Let's go to Paul in New City. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to mention about the Cam Newton story that you were talking about.
Yeah.
The guy you have as to ask is Boomer Esiason.
It's a great point. That's a great point.
What Cam Newton? Yeah, because Boomer Esiason, would he give up?
He has the MVP. Would he give up his MVP to have the result of that Super Bowl change? All right, so here's the thing.
Yeah,
you want to call?
What he's saying?
Cam's
saying the same thing.
Did he mention it today? I don't know. I didn't hear the entire show, so I don't know if it was brought up. You should call in tomorrow and ask him.
Yeah,
and then we'll play the audio here, and we'll analyze the answer. Or Sean, why don't you text him since you're friends? Aren't you friends with Booms?
Yeah, I'll text him. You want me to text him? Okay.
I mean, why not? Like, doesn't he still promise you a Ranger game?
He is the perfect person.
He is the person because he's got the MVP.
Yeah.
And he came very close to winning a Super Bowl, so it's like, hey, would you trade it?
Yeah.
I think his answer is clearly going to be yes, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Cam is kind of in the same boat because he has the MVP, and he lost the Super Bowl. I forget how bad that loss was.
You know what I remember about that game?
I just remember
him not
fumble.
Going in the... Yes.
Right.
The fumble and like him being ripped for not going down to get it. That's what I remember.
But I don't remember how close the game actually was.
That Super Bowl... Like, thing I remember about Super Bowls is some things in the game, obviously, and then where I watched it.
Mm.
And what I'll never forget about that Super Bowl is I went on my honeymoon. We began the honeymoon. I did a show the next day, but I was already on our way to start it.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, true story.
Oh, because Chernoff wouldn't give you 2 weeks off?
Well, so we got we got married in late August. So to do the honeymoon right after wouldn't have worked. We can't take off in September, October. No, right. You know the deal. So initially I said, all right, well, let's do the honeymoon in February, which is a good time. And yeah, I ended up guilting Chernoff into giving me 2 weeks. And the way I expounded the trip is I did the Friday show from the site of the Super Bowl on my own time. Saturday, Sunday in the Bay Area, because it was a Bay Area Super Bowl. Didn't even go to the game. But Sunday, we watched the game at a hotel while I was in a pool. I was in a pool in California watching the game on a screen.
Oh, nice.
It was tremendous.
So that's how you remember it.
That's how I remember it. So I'm watching it, but I'm like, what a way to watch a football game. And I guess people do that in Vegas all the time, where they go there and they've got all like these crazy screens set up.
Right, what's that
pools.
Place called? Stadium
Circa.
Circa. Stadium Swim or something?
Yep.
That looks like fun, I have to admit.
Yeah. I've just heard it's just all dudes.
No, so that's not fun.
Yeah.
I was going to say all dudes, but maybe 90-10.
You've done that, haven't you, Tommy?
I've been there for bachelor. Sean, were you at that one? No, it was Buddy's bachelor party. Sean didn't come. That's another thing he missed. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. But we were there for the tournament.
Did he make up a stomach issue to miss that?
No, he just flat out said, I don't want to go. And he made up some other thing about his brother-in-law's thing.
I had to go to my brother-in-law's bachelor party.
Well, you could have went to both. You could
have went to both later. Well, that's not how it works when you have kids, Tommy.
Your friends for the 15-year invite you something. By the way, I think I have an L for Evan.
Pull up. You stop searching for L's. They got to be organic.
Okay, fine.
Okay, give it to me.
No, but I have audio proof, though.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I questioned you about your months thing, and you said you take your kids to the bus stop in July.
No.
Yeah.
No, you confused me. Obviously, I don't. It's camp or it's other things
got
that
it.
We did.
Okay.
But I'm outside is the point.
Okay.
What I usually, like last July, because he didn't do camp last year, my youngest did a little bit of camp, is usually we play in the morning. But the idea that I'm not outside is like lunacy. That's a real stretch to get an L, because I misspoke that I take my son to the bus stop in July.
It's fine. I just thought I had the audio.
That's an L desperation.
And our audience was tweeting it, so that's
flopping
fine.
Penalty on Tommy Lukauer.
That's fine. No L for you.
No, I love being outside, man. I'm a big outside guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.